So, John, you were very angry after the game on Tuesday night. What's your mood now?
Yeah, I wouldn't say very angry. I'd say frustrated. I try and control my anger because it doesn't really have any effect. I think it's just emotional. Emotional decisions aren't good. I try and think logically. So a lot of it was frustration, really, and frustrated for my players. So I was carrying that forward. We came in yesterday. We looked through a few clips. It wasn't death by video like I used to have when I played. And you'd sit now and you'd close the door and Neil Warnock said, are you watching this? And you sit there. So 2 hours later, you think, actually, I didn't have any benefit whatsoever. So we always try and turn things into a positive, Rob. And we looked at it. We saw areas where we thought we went wrong. Consciously, the lads don't mean to make mistakes. But I think there's ways where we can try and just reduce that risk before that event and also afterwards. And I think the lads were very honest and the staff were. And this morning, we're in. We've put that one to bed. Now it's all about how positively we could just put it right on the training pitch, and that's all we can do. Get out on the training pitch, coach, educate the players, get some energy back into it, and now it's about what can we do next. And it's Millwall at home.
And what was the feedback that you got from them? I presume it was a group discussion that you had yesterday.
Yeah, all of us, because I said to the staff, and we were all in there, and the players, we're in it together. When we lose, we all lose together. We all get disappointed. And we always celebrate together when we get a good result. So what we've got to find is that we get back onto that. If we get a result against Millwall, we've lost 1 in 5. So suddenly, that's not bad form. The league's really tight. So we looked at the league and we looked at ways in which we can do better than Millwall. So I more or less set a bit of a target where we have to now recover better than them. Our mindsets need to be ready. We need to physically get better than them as well. So all these little things get us that extra percentage for going towards the weekend, because they're coming off the back of a disappointment as well, aren't they, with the result.
It's a difficult one for you. You will know as a player that some respond to managers being in their faces and giving them the hairdryer treatment, if you like, and others respond to an arm around the shoulder. So it's hard for you to know how to play it sometimes, I suppose, isn't it?
Not really, because I do it from what I liked as a player, but also I realise how football's become and it's changed and you have to adapt and move with it. And it wasn't a hairdryer treatment. It was a generic chat after the game. There was no individual, that isn't how it's about. Listen, I know as a player when you make a mistake, you don't need somebody telling you you've made a mistake. What I've got to do is just try and show you probably why it happened, whether we can help each other out. What it really was is if I can try and help the players to cover their players when they make the mistake about shape and things like that. That was it. There was no individual at all. I'd like to clearly state that. It was just a generic frustration that we all felt and how sometimes it just have to, certain areas have to be improved upon. And that's all it was. It was very productive, very dynamic both days, because I know what it's like and I've had it as many. Sometimes it doesn't work in this day and age, Rob. I think we have to be productive with a young team, and that's the only way you can get a positive.
And with Wimbledon getting a point at Coventry, you're in the bottom four now. So is that a slightly different mindset about character in trying to move up the table now, isn't it, for the group?
Yeah, but it's the same. We send out the same messages. It won't change. We've got the same message. We didn't get carried away when we beat Bolton, and we got the point at Peterborough, and we're still trying to send out the same message about how we play and the shape that we have and about how have the attacking threat but still stay solid behind it. But the mistakes and the timing of the goals made it very difficult, and we can't get too carried away by that. But again, out on the training pitch, and we have to do, that's all we can do, and we have to try and put it right and pick a team to cause Millwall problems. And if you win that game, suddenly it catapults you up, could be even 8 places. So tight, and it's the team that comes away from what they know that will come unstuck. And I said that to players, keep doing the basics, and we underlined it 3 times. It's all about basics, don't come away from it. If you do that, then we'll be okay.
And Millwall, what have you made of them so far this season? As you say, they had a poor result as well the other night.
Yeah, one of the pre-season favourites. Neil's added to the team from last year, disappointed not to go up. But I think they're over that. The last 3 results, they've conceded 9, so they're on a bit of a bad run as well. But I've watched the games and he's saying the same things. They've had some really good attacking play. They've actually created more opportunities than the opposition, but it's one of them. When it's that kind of a run, nothing seems to go for you, but we've got to try and make sure then they don't turn their form around against us. And it'll be a tough game. They've got Gregory Morrison up top. They get it wide. They put you under pressure, get crosses into the box. So we'll be working on that and how we can keep our attacking threat.
And the fans, of course, weren't happy. Nobody would be with a 4-1 home defeat the other night, as you weren't. And it's a chicken and egg situation, isn't it? They need something from the players to be able to get behind, if you like, but you're asking equally for their support as well.
Yeah, it's a bit like last year. Sometimes it's easy just to go on to the negative, and life's easy if you do that, because there's always something to moan about every day. But I just say, just try and be positive, because you never know, you could be that little catalyst. But again, we'll be trying to send that. I want our players to go out and set a tempo, build some momentum. And you can see from the other night, the momentum of the first goal just makes that difficult. And then it turns suddenly within a second before half time. We've got to try and make sure we start in the right way and don't allow them to get the upper hand. And that way, hopefully, the crowd will get behind us and it'll keep us rolling on through the game.